good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who are you?
I'm Emma. Who are you?
My name is Nina.
What show is this?
This is Ladies in Clogs.
Listening. What station?
WMFO in Medford.
I was going to ask where we were. And
I was going to say that we were listening to WMFO. Where are we?
Medford.
Nice. Love that.
And it's 1:04:50 p.m.
Hi.
Hi.
Sunday. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I had a really lovely morning with some pals, aka Nina.
It was me.
I'm just, the pal.
Just one pal. We got into a little bit of a fight earlier, though.
Oh, you're going to start the show with our fight?
I just feel like I need to be honest. Like, you're saying that you had a great morning, and I also had a great morning, and we almost punched each other.
Okay.
Not actually. But Emma's wearing...
Actually.
Okay, Emma was going to punch me.
Good to know.
I would like to give a little bit of background, which is that Emma today is looking awesome, wearing overalls.
Thanks.
Which are a really nice, like, berry purple color.
Excuse me, but I ordered these from a farming... Well, my mom ordered them from a farming magazine for me, and the color listed was raspberry red.
Okay, I just want to clarify that raspberries are red, and your overalls are pinkish purple.
Do you think that this... farming magazine is lying to me?
I don't know.
Do you think that maybe you just don't know what color is red? Do you think that that's possible?
I mean, okay. They could be less close to the color red, and also I wouldn't call them red.
Okay.
That's where I'm staying.
Maybe have you ever thought about the fact...
Oh my gosh. This is really honestly kind of scary.
That everyone views colors differently. So this, to me, could be red, and we just have different eyeballs. Can we agree to disagree there?
Well, yeah, but I thought the whole point of that was that, like, everyone sees perhaps a different color, but we've all learned to, like, identify... Like, we call the same name something, even if, like, maybe I look at blue and see, like, a different shade of something. We're both calling it blue because we know that that's what's supposed to be blue. Does that make sense? Maybe
not. What you're saying makes sense, but also in my heart, I know that these are red overalls, and I wore them today on purpose.
Okay, why did you wear them today on purpose? Let's bring this back around to, like, civility and also our theme.
Our theme is red songs. I've in my radio playlist, I have it with the squiggly lines around it, so it's, like... Red lines.
Mm, I'll add those red to songs, mine because I think mine just says red songs.
Yeah. But just so that it's a little extra special.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what squiggles I'm talking about, but it's just like the...
Whenever Emma talks about them, she does this good thing with her arms where like both of her arms become the little like tilde squiggles.
Mm, that's what they're called.
And start squiggling. And
that's
it's
how
cute.
I think of them. Oh, wow. I'm about to drop this book here. Okay.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah. So our theme is red songs. What
red
song
songs.
Did we just hear?
The song we just heard was called Miss Right by Neo from the album R.E.D. Wait, did I say that right? Yes, R-E-D.
Yeah.
Okay, for a second I doubted myself.
No, it
was like,
right.
Oh, wait. Good. AKA Red, which is his 2012 great art piece that he released to the world for all of our enjoyment. Thank you, Neo, for that one.
Thanks, Neo.
That's a song that I really like and is from the album Red.
Yeah, so perfect. Yeah. Shall we play some more tunes?
Please, would you like to play a tune?
I would love to.
Go for it.
Okay.
Nope.
Oh.
Is your volume up?
Oh, can't play it. There's something wrong with my internet, possibly. Do you want to play a song?
I would love to. Some more red songs from Nina.
Bye. the maroon carpet.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Red songs.
Are us.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I don't know if I liked what I just said there, but...
Yeah, that was not the strongest, like, segue back into us speaking that we ever had.
I'm sorry.
Which is kind of a low bar to meet anyway.
Save me. Talk about your song.
The songs that we just heard were... The first one was called Red Light Bulb, and that was by Madeline. I don't know the difference, whether it... I don't know.
How to... L-I-N-E?
Yeah.
Madeline.
So then what's Madeline? Okay. Never mind. No muscle in Emma's face moved. Like a total stone face. Just,
yeah, because like, I totally couldn't back myself up there.
Okay, cool. Well, that was one song. Red Light Bulb.
No last
red
name.
Light, no, just Madeline.
Cool.
From the album Black Velvet. That's beautiful. And then we just heard Frank Ocean's Strawberry Swing. My thought process being strawberries are red.
They are red. Bam. And you know what I think is going to be really beautiful this summer?
Strawberries?
Is we're going to listen to that song and eat some strawberries out on a porch and hang.
Yes. Okay. I don't want to launch into like my entire summer vision, but I've been persevering through homework by thinking about myself and Emma sitting on a porch eating strawberries in the summer. It's basically just like the warm summer evening breeze is happening, and that's the thing that I think about when I have to write more papers.
Me too. I think we have even said this stream on air before.
Oh, really?
With like more details.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, no, it's like way, actually like, a very like thorough and like well-rounded vision, so yeah, I could talk about it for a while, but I'm not going to. Yeah, that's weird, so let's not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to play some songs instead?
I would love to. Yeah, great. Sure. Okay, I'm ready.
Go for it.
I'm a little sunshine when the sun shines on the wrong day, and I believe my bed is a constant bearer of these sunshades, cause I'm a little sunshine when the sunlight beckons, I wake up, oh, I won't wake up.
Heart is pumping, I'll take you for a ride. My night's only just started. Show me some place I like. Make me feel like I'm dreaming. Oh, and I won't wake up. Though I don't know where I go, night had never done much for me, but lead me down a lonely road. Hit the light so I can see. I'm a little sunshine. Daylight to feel like come close to me. And we'll stay up. Though I don't know where I go, light had never done much for me, but lead me down a lonely road. Hit the light so I can see that you and me are company. Enough to make the sun explode. We'll lose the lights in harmony. In the night I'll have control, cause I'm a little sunshine. To make the sun explode, we'll lose the lights in harmony. In the night I'll have control, cause I'm a little sunshine.
Yes.
Ladies and clogs, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. It's Sunday. It's 1:25 p.m.
Yeah.
Emma just said a really sweet thing, which was, I think the sunshine on your back is one of the best feelings. And I agree.
It really is. If you got some nice sunscreen on there, you're being careful.
Essential part of the equation.
So that's how my two songs kind of relate to our theme of red songs.
Tie it in there.
The first song we heard was called Sunshine. It's the acoustic version by Dresses. Mm-hmm. And then the second one was called Sunshine on My Back by The National. Mm-hmm. And both of these songs relate to my intense fear of the sun. Over the years, I've like kind of had this battle with the sun, mm-hmm. me versus the sun, who's stronger. This year I realized the sun is stronger than me. So I've conformed to the idea that sunscreen is important to wear for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. One of which being is that like it's really not fun to be lobster red all the time.
Red.
Yeah. Because already my face gets red enough just from blushing all the mm-hmm. time. So then you add in a sunburn and it's just totally hopeless mm-hmm. and not good for your skin. So
yeah.
Those were the two songs, and that's why I will not be red, because I'm wearing sunscreen.
Sunscreen. I agree that sunscreen is really important. Also, I agree that I don't like to wear it. It's really, like, sticky and oily and, like, smelly, and it always makes me feel really gross and, like, anxious.
Okay, two things to say. One, I got this kind of sunscreen that smells really nice, so then I like putting it on, and it smells good, so I can...
Okay, we should talk.
I'll show you the one that I have. Cool. I have it in my room because I am supposed to wear it all the time.
Okay, great.
So it's like a happy medium. It still feels kind of gross sunscreeny, but it tastes good.
But it tastes awesome. So win-win.
Smells like coconut.
Ooh, cool.
And then also one of my other favorites, we were talking about our favorite smells. And one of mine is the smell of the summer. By my house at home, there are a lot of strawberry fields because I live around a lot of farms. And so the smell of strawberries and sunscreen together is like the smell of summer to me, and it doesn't like in a good way.
That was lovely.
It's like really beautiful.
Wow. So, that was like a painting, the thing you just said.
You'll have to come visit me in Maine because
oh my gosh, please.
That's like the definition of summer in Maine.
Great. I want to be there. That sounds good.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Should I read a little PSA?
I would love for you to do that.
Okay. I'm going to talk about something that the Museum of Science is doing. The Museum of Science presents Animals, Machines in Motion. Mm. Discover the marvels of natural engineering at the Animals, Machines in Motion exhibit at the Museum of Science. Explore how a variety of living and extinct species, from microbes and trees to fish and mammals, have evolved to live on Earth. See how humans draw upon the adaptations of living and extinct species for modern innovations such as prosthetic limbs. This interactive experience features digital media, scientific models, and real specimens, including a giraffe's heart.
Whoa.
You can also come face-to-face with a life-size cast of T-Rex Sue, the largest and most complete T-Rex ever discovered. For more information about the Animals, Machines in Motion exhibit, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the website at mos.org. That's mos.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Okay, thank you for reading that. I have two follow-up questions. One is, actually I have three. The first one is, can we go? Because I want to see the giraffe heart. Because my second question is, how big is a giraffe heart?
Absolutely, yes to the first question.
Okay.
Two, your probably heart big, is as big right? as your fist, but giraffes have hooves.
I don't know. Is that like a rule, like a standard rule across like all animals, or is that like a human rule?
Well, we're all animals, aren't we?
So. Okay, so that's my third question, which is, I heard you list trees in the list of things in that exhibit. Are trees animals?
Trees have emotions and feelings. Did you know that plants make networks of connections with like friends, and if they are next to a tree that they're friends with, they'll grow away so that it doesn't block the sunlight. Isn't that so sweet?
Wait, that's actually really heartbreaking.
And that's the kind of thing where I feel like we can really learn a lot from like plants and everything, because they have friendships and network connections through their roots.
If they're plant friends, they separate from each other.
Not separate, they just like kind of lean back.
I get what you mean. I get what you mean.
It's just kind. It's, I mean,
beautiful,
yeah.
And kind and like mildly sad.
I feel like there's a good story or poem that could come out of that. Mm. And like you could talk about human interactions and how they're based off of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's pretty cool. Something else that makes me really sad is that,
oh gosh,
my hands are really small, and it just has always made me a little sad that maybe that means I have a really small heart.
That explains so much.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, you're so kind. That, I think, is probably the opposite of how it works, because you're one of the kindest people I know.
Oh, thank you. But look how tiny my heart is.
I'm going to push back a little bit. I just like really don't know if I believe that that's like 100% a rule. Like, is my heart the exact size of my fist?
Yes.
Really?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I just accepted that as fact from like a teacher one time.
Oh,
I've never
teachers.
Actually seen my own heart before, and I don't plan
cool.
on
that's
it,
good.
So.
Yes.
Yeah. That's something that maybe we can explore it. But I bet giraffe hearts are really big.
Probably. Well, giraffes are big, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that like... I wonder if your heart is proportional, like the bigger your body is. That would make sense.
Think, yes.
More, they probably have to. Oh, they also have to pump a lot of blood to their like
up
long,
to
long
their
limbs. So I'm sure they have a really strong heart. Now that I'm thinking about it,
because heart is a muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Oh, I maybe just said that. I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna go with yes.
Okay.
Wow. I also just want to take a moment for anyone listening who doesn't know, Emma's the co-president of the Garden Club here. And so you just did a really good job doing that when you talked about plants. That was great.
Thank you. I love plants.
Yeah, I know you do.
Should we go into some more tunes?
Yeah. When we come back, I want you to tell me about your favorite red plant.
Oh, I'll think about it.
Cool. But we're now going to hear some music.
Cool. We'll be right back.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back to Ladies and Clogs once again.
Red Songs. WMFO. Yeah.
In Medford.
141.
24.
Nice. Love that.
Good communication there.
Yeah. Yeah, that was well done.
In sync.
Mm-hmm.
What songs did we just hear?
The first song we just heard was called Red Paint by Nena Cherry.
Oh, double red.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cherry. Also red. And then the song we heard after that was Apple Orchard by Beach House.
That's beautiful. I like that song and the mm-hmm. song title.
I felt calm. Apples can be red. They can also be other colors.
What's your favorite color of apple?
So I was about to say, I used to not know. Sorry. I was getting there. I was going to say, I used to really like, I'm thinking especially of like the apples I have in the dining hall here. They usually have like either these red ones or these green ones. I used to like not the green ones, and now I really like the green ones. They're very sour in a way that I find refreshing.
Oh, interesting. I feel like I have to be in a very certain mood to like sour.
Yeah.
But
I used to feel that way, but this semester has been a green apple semester for me.
I wonder what that means in terms of like everything else. I think it's probably a good thing.
I'll look it up maybe on like a dream analyzing website and see what that has to say. Not that it's a dream.
But like green
apples. But I'm just curious. Yeah, what weight that carries. But no, for this situation, I'm definitely talking about red apples because this is Red Song Show with little squiggles, which I need to add to my playlist.
Yeah, add that.
Yeah, I will.
Excellent.
Do you have a favorite red flower?
Red flower. Okay. You said red plant before.
Oh, sorry. Red plant. No. Okay. Any plant. Cool. Any plant.
I like all plants, obviously, but I think that right now I'm feeling red peppers, just like sweet bell peppers. Mm. We're growing some currently for the garden club. They're not doing super well right now. They're just little sprouts.
Babies.
But I'm going to hopefully nurture them into health. Also, one of my middle names is Rose, so I have to, like, I like roses. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Word. Yeah.
How about you? Do you have one?
I wasn't really thinking about it. I like strawberries.
Oh my gosh.
A lot.
They're my spirit fruit. I should have said that one too.
Berries. I'm just a fan of berries in general. Yeah.
Summary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. Do you want to play some tunes?
Sure. I have a couple for you.
Great. I want them.
They're ready.
With me.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Nina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm well.
Feeling pretty good. That's great. Yeah. That's good to hear. What songs did we just listen to?
The first one we heard was K-I-S-S-I-N-G by Sophia Black. And I'm not just spelling it out for you. Like, it's really separated by a little space, between every letter, right? Just so you know. Mm-hmm. And I chose that one because lips are sort of red. And so...
<That's> okay. <it. laughs> Sure. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason I chose it. I also like the song. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun. And then the next one we heard was Scarlet Begonias, the 2015 remastered version by the Grateful Dead.
Nice.
Which I just like. It's kind of fun and summery, springy, and that is also something that is red. And if you look up begonias, I would recommend it. They're an interesting flower.
I would recommend.
Just a good
time.
Images.
A good time.
I had a fun time doing it because I was looking up, like, scarlet is a pretty bold color, like a shade of red to use.
Yeah, it's a specific one.
And I think that they aren't like that scarlet, but it's fine. It's whatever. Grateful Dead. Like, it's a good song, but
you
should have checked your gardening facts first.
I feel that you're not on the same page as many people about what red means, though, so I don't know.
Okay, honestly, that one's fair. I'll give that to you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't like that I just
gave that up to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. It's probably true, so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to play a tune?
I would love to play a tune. Awesome. And then we'll be back.
Great.
Water's running red tonight. And our bridge is burning high. We parted ways in the middle. Now we gaze from either side of the earth or of the sky. Love once grounded soon must fly. In that shadow of goodbye, our love was left to die. Well, you once shouted from the rocks across the ocean to the docks. You cried, my island is sinking. You come for me, of water or sand. Will you drown? Take my hand as the last is washed away. Would you call for me? Drown.
Ladies and Clogs, hello.
Welcome,
WMFO in Medford.
You have a nice voice.
Thank you. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Mm-hmm. My name's Nina. That was Emma who just said that nice thing to me.
That was me. And yeah. It's 1:56:52 p.m.
Yeah. Which means our hour's almost over, so we're going to be heading out.
Yeah.
But
let's discuss your song, though.
The song that we just heard was called Run in Red. There's no G, there's an apostrophe. Mm-hmm. By Mandolin Orange. And Orange is close to red, but also the song has the word red in it. Okay, I'm not trying to say that it is red, unlike some people we know. You. But it also has the actual word red in the title. And I think that's a nice song.
Run in Red? Mm-hmm. I wonder, what do you think that means?
I mean, I could listen to the lyrics a little bit and get into that. But also, I think we have, 3 minutes. So maybe we'll do that next week.
Yeah, we'll think about that.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us what song you're about to end us off on?
Oh, sure. It's called Tongues by nice. Joywave and Cops. And the reason that I chose this song was because tongues are sometimes red, but especially after you've eaten a firecracker popsicle.
Whoa.
Which is what I'm going to be doing
you're
this summer,
so
Nina.
You're so in the zone for summer. Me too. Everything that's happened, Emma's been like, wow, on the beach, I could listen to the song on the beach. Like, ooh, I could listen to the song in the summer. This is such a summery song. I agree. That's also where my brain is all the time.
Okay.
Yes.
Here's the song. Bye,
play
everyone.
It. Farewell.
Stay tuned
Tune
for next
in
week.
Next week at 1.
Bye.
Have a great week.
Drugs were all